Joining me on the line is Tom Snow, who's the chair of the Snow Medical Research Foundation. Good evening, Tom Snow. What are you putting this funding towards exactly?
Good evening. There's some amazing research being done at the moment into vaccines. And at the moment, we have 90 vaccines being developed worldwide and $12 billion being pledged globally for vaccine trials. But the problem with that is that it's going to be at best sort of 12 to 18 months until we have a vaccine. And there is a small chance that actually we won't have a vaccine. So what we need to know is just how this disease is working. And so what we are committing to today is a whole range, a multi-dimensional approach to funding and understanding this disease. What we need to do is understand who is getting the disease, who gets it badly, who gets it mildly, and then we need to know how the treatments work best, how we best handle people through hospitals. Once they're in the hospital, should they be in intensive care? Where should they be? And learning from the various treatments that people are having. So today we're announcing funding four different studies, working with across 15 different universities, working across hospitals across the country, state health departments, and even the Australian Red Cross Blood Service, to get a truly national and coordinated approach to understand, treat, and hopefully beat COVID-19, particularly in that period where we don't have a vaccine.
As you mentioned, I mean, of course, a lot of money being funneled into that vaccine development or search for a vaccine, I should more accurately say. Why do you think that this is such an important area of focus?
The vaccine is obviously, if we can get the right vaccine, it can be an amazing cure for this. It's a long time until we get a vaccine, and we need to get Australia back to work. We actually need to get the world back to work. But at the moment, we don't understand who's getting this disease. We don't understand who's getting it worse. So who's getting worse is one example of one of the problems that we have. So we're going out there to collect from healthcare workers 3,000 samples from pregnant women, from elderly, from children, from patients with medical risk conditions, and seeing who are the people who are getting this disease, and then better understanding what's happening with them and how and who gets it badly and who doesn't get it badly at all. And then we can develop public health responses to actually work out how to treat each of those different segments of the community and who we need to protect and who we can actually work with and who can go back to work quite easily. Similarly, we need to know how people are being impacted. So if someone goes into a hospital, are they someone who's going to get this disease badly? Are they going to be a really bad case? So if they are, they need to get into intensive care straight away. And knowing the path someone goes to a hospital, we can save lives and we can treat people much more efficiently by getting people to the right part of the hospital at the right time with the right treatment. And then at the same time, we're developing a system which can work out what treatments are working on what people, and what treatments are working in which way. And there's some amazing scientific approaches called Bayesian network analysis, and we can actually understand which trials are working best. And as soon as the trial is starting to work best in a hospital, we can then say, well, we need to treat them in a different way. Similarly, we're working on genetic responses, so hopefully you can have a genetic test if you're starting to get ill, and we can know straight away whether you're someone who's who needs to be treated intensively or can be treated in some other way. So there's a whole range of ways that we can treat this disease and actually manage this disease in that period where we don't have the full gold-plated approach of a vaccine.
Who will be leading these research projects with the benefit of the more than $5 million from the Snow Medical Research Foundation?
This is an integrated approach across a whole range of groups. There's two consortium that have come together to run these programs, and that's CREED, the Centre of Research Excellence in Emerging Infectious Diseases, and APRISE, which is the Australian Partnership for Preparedness Research on Infectious Diseases Emergencies. Both of these two groups have been preparing for this pandemic. They've been preparing for years because they've known that this disease or a disease like this was going to come. So we've been working with them to push their efforts, and they've developed an approach across 15 universities, across public health departments, through hospitals across the state, through state health departments, to a truly integrated, multidimensional approach to funding the disease. And this is what we really need, is a truly national and coordinated approach. And this funding is really set to try and help that approach and try and get these amazing institutes to work together to actually solve this problem.
Tom Snow, thank you very much. Very interesting to see what may come of this research and this funding. Thank you.
My pleasure.